And a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for starting your day with the KBND Morning News in studio. Looking all fresh. Last day he's going to wear the Tommy Bahamas, though, I'll bet you. Yeah, it's Brian Fratsky with Fratsky Commercial.
Good morning, Frank. Heck of a lead-in. Thank you. Yeah, today it's a little crisp out this morning, so I think I'm retiring the Tommy Bahama and breaking out the sweaters, buddy.
I think it's about time. All right, so what is going on with our commercial real estate?
Well, as I always say, there's a lot going on, so let's get into specifics. Last we spoke was early July, 12 weeks ago.
Okay.
Back then, I shared that there was in the media what's called an initiative petition 17. That's now called Measure 118, and that is another tax, and that's a tax on gross sales of companies. And how it's being presented is, Frank, it won't hurt you and I. We're just going to beat up on the big corporations. Well, I'm sorry, I get a little political, but I disagree. Reason being is that they're taxing gross sales. So the proposal is that if you're an auto sales company, let's say you do $50 million in sales, but you only make 3-5% profit, they're taxing you on the gross sales of $50 million, not the $1.5 to $2.5 million of profit. So any listener that's listening to me right now remembers the corporate annual tax passed in 2019. Anyone got out and bought a new truck or car? Because there's a line on that says $186 CAT tax passed on to consumer. So that bumps our taxes up. So this new proposal is yet another corporate annual tax. And look, I'm not an anti-tax guy, right? But if I'm at a 38.5% gross tax rate in my world, that's high enough. So I'm like, look, let's all keep working to keep Central Oregon affordable. So here we go. Now we're seeing it all over the media. So listeners, just pay attention.
All right. So you always talk about the eyes. We've got the infrastructure. What about inventory?
Yeah, let's go into inventory. So office sales over the last 12 weeks, pretty light, pretty slow. I went into CoStar. There's only been one sale of an office building in Bender Redmond in the last 12 weeks. Now, there are two buildings pending. They're both medical buildings. And in both cases, the sellers and the buyers are working to make an investment. So someone came in maybe on a building that they thought was vacant and said, hey, Frank, but I don't want it vacant. I want a tenant. I want cash flow. So brokers, buyers, so they're all working through it. And I have a feeling I know why the office sales are slow, and I'm going to share it here next. So up through June of 2024, I'd been sharing some pretty positive news that we're seeing positive absorption, which means more office space is being leased than is coming on the market. And we like that. That tells us that there's good economy. Unfortunately, I just did an analysis. So back in July, I said there was 349,000 feet of office space for lease in Bend. Let's just use Bend. Last night, there's 374,000 feet. That's 25,000 feet more. That's a 7% increase in vacant office space in 12 weeks. So I dove in and said, what's going on? There's just more office buildings available. And all the brokerages, we're all out working to complete office leases. So even though we had leases getting inked, we still had negative absorption. So that is concerning to me. Very concerning. So the office sector continues its challenges. Now, industrial, here's the good news. So we saw four industrial buildings sold over the past quarter. Three of them sold to owner users. I like that. That means a company is either upsizing, downsizing, relocating to Bend, Redmond, Prineville, wherever. I like that. I want to keep the companies in Oregon. Of the four, you might say, well, gosh, Brian, that's only four. There were 11 in the last quarter. Yeah, but there's still four. And summertime is kind of a slow time because you all know we had a heck of a winter. So everyone's out playing, getting up to the lake, avoiding the fires, going to the beach. So that's still not bad. But demand from owner users wishing to purchase a property even today is still strong. At our firm, we have three companies. They're out of area. They want to move here. They're bringing great, I'll call them careers, not just jobs, where they pay $80,000 to $150,000 a year. And they're saying, we can't find the building. And we can't wait to build a building. So we're out calling owners saying, hey, Frank, I know you've been here 20 years. Do you want to sell your building? We actually have a buyer that wants to take it. So that's good, positive. Now, industrial leasing. So back in July, I'm going to go, so 28 industrial buildings for lease, 318,000 feet vacant in Bend. That means move-in ready. Last night, 20 industrial buildings for lease with 190,000 feet vacant. You're looking at 127,000 feet of industrial space that was leased up in the last 12 weeks in Bend. That's big news. And that's 33% of the vacant space just gone in 12 weeks.
What accounts for all of that?
Yeah, great question. Let me tell you what doesn't account for it. I'm not beating up on anybody, but the outdoor products industry and the craft brewery industry are vacating buildings. They are. So what's backfilling them? Pharmaceutical, biotech, good old traditional warehouse of soap and flooring and plumbing parts, automotive repair that nobody likes. It's not sexy, but hey, price of a new truck, we're getting them fixed a lot. And then we're also seeing an uptick in the services business, like janitorial services, security services that need this space. So amen that we're getting that positive absorption. That's a really good thing. And the same thing is occurring in Redmond. So in Redmond, we had 118,000 feet that was for lease, but we leased up about 16,000 feet in the last 12 weeks in Redmond. So that's really, really good news.
All right, the exodus, though, of these businesses that's left the hole in industrial markets for these other ones to come in.
Yeah, I mean, I just say, hey, thank you for the biotech firms and the warehousing firms and the manufacturing companies. And I never try to focus on what we, our firm, does, but I'm very proud. We leased up 34,000 feet of industrial in the last week. We had one manufacturing company. We had an auto transmission company and a biotech firm. So I put my money where my mouth is. You didn't hear me say a brewery, a Sprinter van repair guy, or someone who makes a carbon fiber archery pack. I'm just using those examples. That's just not what the consumers are buying right now. So our landlords want them leased to credit tenants who pay their rent on time. We find those people and get it done.
All right. FM News 100.1, 1110 KBND. We're talking to Brian Fratsky of Fratsky Commercial. Got a couple more eyes for me?
Yeah, I'm going to combine inflation and interest rates. So I gave Frank a bad time, listeners. The Fed comes out on September 18th and lowers rates. You're sick of hearing it. We've all heard it. It's like news is old in 37 seconds. So I'm coming in a couple weeks later and I got to talk to that. Anyway, without crying, that's great. Here's my admission. I said in July I didn't think the federal government was going to lower interest rates this year. So I am eating crow. Here's the good news for the listeners. When I'm wrong, they benefit. That's how I'm going to spin that up, Frank. Okay. Because if the interest rates go down 50 basis points, or in my world, 0.5%, their pal's doing that because he's trying to incentivize we consumers and our business owners to spend more money because he's seeing less spend. So we're all going to run out and buy a house and buy a new truck and buy a $1 million piece of equipment because the interest rate went down 0.5 point. Let's see what happens. Now, this is like a aircraft carrier that takes 2 miles to do a 180. Let's see what happens overall, and hopefully this is a positive story. But we're paying attention. Now, we did get some good. We got some negative news. We got some positive news. So we're always hearing how many jobs are created, how many jobs were lost, what's the consumer price index, what's GDP. They love to throw these acronyms at us, I think, to confuse us. But overall at our firm, right now we're seeing positive activity. We're seeing demand. We're seeing people that are saying, hey, I was kind of holding off on that third location, Brian, but I talked to my banker and I think the rates are down, so let's go ahead and move forward with the lease. There's my statement for the moment. Let's see what happens.
All right. Got some good news to look forward to here locally soon?
Yeah, so I'm ending on four positives. First off, I love seeing positive absorption of both the vacant land for sale in Central Oregon, and I like seeing positive absorption of industrial space. especially those industrial spaces over 6,000 feet. That's a big lease for us in Central Oregon, and they're getting eaten up. I do like admitting that I'm wrong when the feds are lowering the rates, when I said they wouldn't. But now let's see, what difference will it make? Will the consumers go out? So that's a positive. Demand remains strong on behalf of owner users looking to acquire existing industrial buildings. And that's good, because that means people are still moving here that want to create jobs for us and more like our kids who are adults now. And then I take this as a big positive. We talked about it earlier. Peter Powell, Powell Development, Lauren Powell, they've been working on that development for 10,000 years. They're going to bring the new Costco online this month. And I'm not representing them in any way, shape, or form, but I will tell you that when I drive by it, I'm impressed on how quick that thing went up, buddy. So that's a pop. I mean, one day there was dirt. Literally the next day there was four tilt walls. A week later there's a roof. It's all paved. I'm like, wish they could build my house that quick.
Brian Fratsky, Fratsky Commercial. How do folks get a hold of you?
I know it's a weird last name, but just go into Google and make your best effort at typing in Fratsky, like frat and ski, F-R-A-T-Z-K-E, will pop up. You can call us, text us, email us. We'll get Ryan on it. We'd love to help you out. Thank you.
Great to see you.
Great to see you, too. Happy fall.